Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enterprise Marketing, the Future, which focuses on how the future of marketing is about performing real-time, being an agile organization to make the most of evolving opportunities to impact customers and profits. I'm your host, Helene Eichler. Join us to stay up on trends and best practices from marketing thought leaders that fuel organizations' current and future marketing effectiveness. This afternoon, we're excited to have Gary Katz, founder and chairman and chief strategist at Marketing Operations Partners, with us to discuss why SMBs need marketing operations. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, Helene.
Gary, with all this talk about marketing ops, we often think of it as a discipline for the enterprise space, but obviously there's a major need among the SMBs. But what do you see as some of the challenges for SMBs in implementing a marketing operations function?
Well, I think one of the things that SMBs have the biggest challenge around is that they often don't have anybody assigned to marketing operations. That is changing. Increasingly, we are seeing smaller companies hiring somebody to head up the MO function early, but most companies still don't have anybody that has that responsibility, that has accountability. If you don't have an owner, then you're not going to get too far. I think the other thing that's challenging with SMBs is that they're very focused on outward-type activities. They tend to think very fast together, and that's great in terms of being able to move and make decisions and so on, but it doesn't always flush out to a well-thought-through strategy because they're trying to move so fast. So that's one of the weaknesses that a lot of smaller to mid-sized companies have.
Right, which would make sense. So if they see the need and they want to start out and institute a marketing operations function, where's the best place and what's the best approach for them to take?
Well, I think first and foremost, they have to build a business case to do that, to build out the function. And that takes thinking about what they're trying to achieve in terms of business objectives and aligning those business objectives to where the gaps are in their organization in terms of being able to scale it, being able to be as accountable and measurable as they want the organization to be, being able to add different types of capabilities to the company. You know, so for example, a smaller company, oftentimes, first thing they're thinking about is getting their first customer. Right. Well, in that case, that's going to be a lot of, you know, very high touch type of activity. You're not thinking about something like marketing ops at that point, but you are starting to think about it once you do have, you know, your initial customer and actually a beachhead of some type that you can go after. You're starting to define beyond your first product to other products. You're maybe going from centralizing your efforts in one market, such as the United States, into global type activities and so on. So all these things help build the business case. The more complexity that your organization has, the more moving parts that there are, the more resources that you're using, the bigger investment that you're going to be able to make in marketing or have decided to make in marketing in order to achieve the enterprise goals, the more likely that you can build a strong business case to initially get a leader in there and then start giving that leader fairly quickly some budget so that they can get some things done. Usually the initial budget in marketing operations goes to things like technology of some type, you know, marketing automation system. Oftentimes it's the cart before the horse as far as that's concerned, because a lot of times these companies just don't know what they don't know, and so they get kind of enamored with a shiny object, which a good marketing operations or marketing automation salesperson, can get them really turned on by with a demo and with, case studies that they can show from other companies that have used it, not realizing that and I'm talking about the person on the buying side not realizing that there's a lot that goes into getting a great case history and having a good success story. And a lot of it has to do with things like, you know, do I really know who my target audience is? Do I really have my message well honed for that target audience? Do I know what type of content they need to receive at each stage of the buying process or the buyer's journey, if you will? Do I even have a sense as to what our internal processes are and how we work together? Who else do I need, do I depend upon in order to get things done? Is that process really well defined? Do people understand their impact on other people? Do they understand the interdependencies? Have we agreed to the milestones and the deliverables that we've established together, or is that stuff kind of squishy? Who's going to take care, if we are going to go down an IT path? We probably, in an SMB company, do not have those resources in the marketing department. Do we really have the right partnership with whoever is responsible over on the IT side, for instance, or the operations side, to move forward on those things? Or are we just going to do a point solution for the time being? Do we recognize if we do that point solution that somehow we have to roll that back into a longer-term roadmap at some point? Is what we're purchasing now going to prevent us from being able to scale or be able to be agile in how we change as we move forward? So there's so many things that one has to consider, and these are really foundational things that make, a huge part of the business case that you would present is this sets the foundation for our marketing function to grow, to scale, to be measurable in terms of its performance, to be as optimized and as efficient, to use resources as effectively as possible.
And in your experience, Gary, you've laid out a pretty good roadmap. Where have you seen this done successfully, and where have people tripped up when they started this process in the SMB?
So a lot of companies that have been successful have been kind of thoughtful about, how they go about the process as opposed to jumping right in. They haven't been sold, or oversold on the benefits of a marketing technology before they've, thought about, do we have good data, so that we can actually market to some people? And, have we segmented that information or that database so that the right people are getting the right message and the right offers at the right time? Those are all critical things. So there are a lot of companies that are, in B2B that are starting to get really sophisticated about that. Many of them are the ones that kind of live, very close to the customer. So, you see that in B2C, obviously, but also we're seeing it a lot in the e-commerce type companies. Those companies seem to be jumping in fairly quickly and being able to use market or business intelligence, competitive intelligence very well. They seem to know what needs to happen before they make an investment in technology. Oftentimes, these companies actually are offering themselves a piece of the technology stack. And so they can do a certain amount of stuff with their own tool, but they've already thought about the other types of capabilities that they need. And so they've done a lot of due diligence on that to think about the process and so on. So, a great example, of course, is, Marketo, the way they started. They were a very small company, but they used their own tool, and they learned about other tools, and they started building out those tools. And, of course, a lot of those tools they actually acquired and put into Marketo. So that's a great example of a company that used to really target, the SMB space that has successfully moved up the enterprise and is now competing against companies like Eloqua.
And is there anything else you would caution us on not to do, say, in order to be successful as an
SMB? Well, I think there are a couple of things. One of the things that I've seen that really disturbs me is companies, creating a title of like director or VP of marketing operations and then just putting somebody into that spot that is like an Eloqua or Marketo expert right? Because you should not have your director or VP manning the tool. If you do have somebody, and, you know, they could be the leader of the organization, but it doesn't hold a lot of credibility when somebody is a vice president and they're doing that type of thing and they don't have a team. It makes people think that that company's marketing organization is not serious. It's not a great way to go about, recruiting people, and it's not great in terms of making a serious commitment. In the ideal situation, once the company has got enough critical mass, maybe the first 4, 5, 6 employees in the marketing department, there should be a director or a VP of marketing operations, and they should have at least a resource that is assisting them on an outsourced basis to do things like mine the tool or hire some student or intern or somebody to do that type of thing. If you're having your person mess around with all the idiosyncrasies of Marketo or Eloqua, rather than actually thinking strategically, thinking operationally, being the glue between the different functions and driving everybody toward achieving strategic objectives, increasing the capability, the capacity of the organization, then you are not treating marketing operations seriously, and you may as well, not call it marketing operations.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Gary. So basically, watchwords are strategy first. From
That's
that
right.
faulty execution, and it makes sense. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights this afternoon.
Thank you, Helene.
Take care. Bye.